This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I watched the whole game yesterday, and when Skeens sauntered off the mound, having struck out 10 and 5 at 78 pitches, I didn't think his day was done. And then we hear about this bigger plan. You know what I think of when I hear about the bigger plan? I think, great, we're saving Paul Skeens for his next team.
It's very kind. Yes. For the joke. Oh, they're saving him for the Dodgers or Yankees?
Let's make sure his elbow is intact when he goes and pitches for the Dodgers in 3 years.
I thought the explanation he's top five in the league in innings pitched is hilarious. Yes, because he's really good. And guys who are really good tend to pitch more innings because they go deeper into ball games, allowing fewer runs. You're load managing a guy who now has thrown a total of 249 innings in the big leagues, seems to be built to handle that kind of physical workload, has not been a pitcher that long in his life, which is probably the most relevant part of all of this.
Donnie, what's your reaction when you see Skeens pulled in a situation like that? Hey, this is as dominant as we've seen him all year. This is the first time he gets to 10 strikeouts. Oh, by the way, like, take a seat, pal. We're going to rest you up for your next start. Hit the showers early.
See, here's what sucks about it. I wasn't that upset because it's a lost season. I'd be much more upset about it if the Pirates were actually like in the playoff hunt, if they were close to the NL Central. Like, yeah, I mean, do I love it? No, because the guy was cruising and he looked better than he had at any point this season. But it's just, all right, well, they're not going anywhere. So what does it matter?
So your take is, just to make sure I hear this right, the season's already a lost cause. It would be a disaster if he got injured in a season that's already circling down the drain. So be extra careful and precautious with him because he's not – the only thing he's really pitching for, I think, are his own individual numbers and his own accolades.
Pitching for an NL Cy Young.
Right? See, I'm not saying like, oh, we have to be careful every time. We shouldn't even pitch him the rest of the season because I'm so afraid. I'm just not in an individual like one game like that at 78 pitches – I'm not as mad as I should be because the team itself isn't going anywhere.
It's just it's a commentary on baseball in 2025, which it's not a singular Pirates problem that something like that happened yesterday. But when you've produced four winning seasons since Sid Bream scored in 92, it's hard to hear like, oh, this is part of our bigger plan. Who's setting the agenda for the plan? The GM that everybody wants fired? That's his plan? Who cares about what Ben Cherington thinks? Like, can I also give you something about this that I thought was a little bit odd? I was stunned that Skeens wasn't more pissed off about it.
I think that part of it is, as competitive as he is, I think there's some winking. I think there's some part of his own brain that knows his predicament.
They
right
show
now.
Him in the dugout afterwards, and he's like, chilled out. He's kind of has not like a he's not laughing because it's a scoreless game. It's still a competitive game, and he's a competitive person. But there was just like a level of content and satisfaction in him that I would think, knowing Paul Skenes,
do you think they gave him a pre-game innings limit?
He said that he was aware of the plan. But I'm just shocked, as a guy that beats to his own drum or marches to the beat of his own drum with all of the funky, unorthodox things he does to get himself ready for starts, I just kind of thought he would be more along the lines of, I'm built different. Don't put me in a box of, hey, you know, historically, we can't have this big of an innings jump from one year to the next because look at the injury rate in pitchers when that happens. I'm surprised Skenes isn't at least more publicly vocal or adamant about, like,
maybe the fact that
don't
they don't
do that with
maybe
me.
Maybe the fact that they don't bug him about his routine and they let him do it.
It's a trade?
It's a tit-for-tat here situation. Hey, you guys stay away from my routines. You let me throw the football. I'll occasionally tolerate being yanked after five innings.
Malzi, I got to be honest with you, though. There should be no tit-for-tat with Skenes.
Yes,
he
I'm
should
aware.
Get the said the tats and the other. Could I have said the other word there in that context?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, why are we allowed to say tit for tat?
Because it's like a turn of phrase. It's like part of a greater phrase.
So as soon as you put an S on it, it's done?
I would think
it's kind of
so,
like
yeah.
We can say ass, but we can't say what a person is.
We can't say orifice. Yeah.
Well, no, we can't. Yeah, we can't put the extra four letters on the word.
Right. But you could, in a weird way, define it. You could say somebody is a horse's ass.
Yeah.
Which, so did, I guess the modifier is the thing.
Did Carlin ever bring up this in his seven-word speech about how,
in fact,
tit for tat was fine, but when you...
Well, the last one of the seven words you can't say on TV, for whatever reason, he used that word to punctuate it.
Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyway, I do think in Skenes' case, if you're him and you have made peace with they are going to take me out after five innings to explain why he looked like pretty chill about it, you struck out 10 guys in five innings and probably did not have to work that hard to do it.
This again sounds
and
like...
He's just like, all right, cool.
But this again sounds like the nonsensical thing they did in New York last year with Jones. Remember when Shelton said, hey, we were going to have him go five innings and we told him that beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went out, I think, and threw like a one hitter through five and his pitch count was super low and they still yanked him. It's like, why are we set in our ways like you're not a successful organization who we should trust with these things. You're not the Rays. You're not the Dodgers.
Why should the Rays have been trusted? They pulled Blake Snell in the sixth inning of the World Series.
Yeah, good point.
It probably cost them a title.
Well, yeah, that's... Well, then I...
Nobody should be trusted.
Yeah, but hold on a second, though. That's a different reason, though. They didn't pull Blake Snell because
they're
worried about his arm falling off.
Yes,
they had some funky stat on... They didn't pull Paul Skenes because they thought after in the sixth inning he was going to get into trouble.
They pulled him to preserve him.
Exactly. That's the proper word.
The bottom line is they pulled him to preserve him for quote-unquote meaningful innings that might never come as long as he's here. We know this. Because when he gives up one or zero runs, his record is shockingly, their record and his record this year are shockingly average when he gives up either one or no runs in a start. So they're pulling him for these meaningful innings that might never get here. Prepping for a future that might not exist.
What's your reaction to Skeens getting pulled after 78 pitches in which he had walked zero and struck out 10? 412-928-9370. I'm legitimately curious to hear what Pirates fans and baseball fans alike have to say about something like that. 412-928-9370. And get this, best caller will win two tickets to see Pantera at Star Lake on July 15th.
By the way, we're back
to calling it Star Lake. I thought it had other names.
Star Lake. It's back. It's been Star Lake for a little while now. I think we're in like year two or three of Star Lake again.
Are they?
Time is a flat circle.
Are they trying to find a sponsor for it? And then once they do, we'll have to call it whatever bank or whatever.
Maybe.
Supermarket is sponsoring it. Right now, it's back to the original name. Just like for years, we had to say Mellon Arena instead of Civic Arena and things like that. Star Lake is also.
Acrisure Stadium, yeah. I think I'm numb to it. Like, I'm not, obviously, I think it's like worth talking about, and I have an opinion and think it's kind of silly that they're taking him out like this. But the actual, like, let me put it this way. The actual act of getting mad at them for this, I almost can't do it because.
Because what? Because everyone else does it?
No, not even that. It goes back to what we started talking the show about. They got shut out three straight games for the first time in team history.
I get like, what you're saying. So, like, regardless of if
absurd, they're such an absurd team in general. Why am I going to like plant my flag here and be so mad about this one thing? Look what they just did.
So you're saying, regardless if he had pitched eight innings, it wouldn't have mattered because they didn't score a run.
Yeah, that. But also, like, taken broadly, just look at how absurd this team is.
Well, wait a minute. I don't think you're getting angry enough about the fact that he has pitched this well and the team sucks. What happened to that Malzy? What happened to the Malzy who was like, this era is supposed to be a golden one for the Pirates because they're paying Paul Skeens less than $1 million.
Okay, how often can I come into the building?
I don't know, once every fifth day after we watch him pitch?
But I mean, like, you can be mad about that any day you want to because it's always going to be a story there until they prove otherwise that they have just butchered.
Malzy, he's going to the All-Star game and he'll probably start and his record's 4-7. He has a 1.94 ERA this season.
I'm not changing the subject, but what do you say to the people who just want both of those tracks to keep going? I think Adam Gretz tweeted it. He said, I hope he keeps like a sub-2 ERA with a losing record. I hope it shines more light on how poorly this team is run and how poorly they've built around him and barely tried to build around him. If we put this out there, and I know I'm not just leading the witness here, there are lots of people listening to this show right now who want to see both of those parallel tracks, Skeens sub-2 ERA and have a losing record continue because they hope it embarrasses the Pirates because they want the Jeff Passans of the world to keep writing about this because that's like the hope that they have now that something will change on this front.
So that's one of the reasons why we're having a guy on who works for Forbes out of Seattle, who's an MLB insider. He's the biggest baseball money writer in America. His name's Maury Brown, and he's coming on at 5:15 today because of what you just said. I don't think that fans, like, I don't think Jeff Passan writing about this is going to, like, you know, the media is going to compel ownership here to do things differently. I think the only way it would happen is if the media, reading and seeing things like this, got on the commissioner's radar, and then the commissioner, like, poked and prodded and cajoled ownership here to do things differently.
How is it not already on the owner or the commissioner's radar? Is my question. It has to be.
We don't know that because no one's asked him that yet.
Hey Rob, are you aware that the best pitcher in the sport plays for a team that's on pace to lose 97 games?
He won't come on with us because he hung up on me and Cook 10 years ago.
The vibe I'm describing that people have towards like Skeens' performance versus the team around him continuing to lose these games, exact same kind of vibe that people have with, I hope the Steelers season goes horribly and that it finally opens Art Rooney's eyes to what Mike Tomlin has been doing to this franchise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.